You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, another special ACC tip-off edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. Made the journey to Charlotte at the Hilton Charlotte Uptown, where for the 2 days, the ACC was again having their tip-off on Tuesday. It was the women in the spotlight on Wednesday. The men were up, and for Louisville, that was head coach Kenny Payne, senior J.J. Trainer, and redshirt sophomore Mike James. That trio represented Louisville quite well. I had an opportunity to chat with each one of them during their stay at the event. And as a group, you could tell that the confidence is higher. They're aware that the talent level is higher. And in speaking with Coach Payne, he sounds a lot more confident about this group. Talking with JJ and Mike James, they sound a lot more confident, a lot more determined to right the ship, so to speak. Obviously, it's going to take a lot when you come off a 4-28 season. Coach Payne talked about taking a major step forward for the program and proving something. Certainly a lot to prove. And at these events, including media days, it's one of those where when you get an opportunity to really kind of sit down and go a little one-on-one sometimes with some of the players, and had an opportunity to do that with JJ, and we'll get to the bulk of that conversation as the feature here in this Cards Cast. But, in listening to him, he's a guy who has kind of experienced, some of the good, a lot of the bad. It's just been a really tough roller coaster ride from an outsider's perspective for JJ Trainer's career at the University of Louisville. And we're talking about a guy that, dreamed of being a Louisville Cardinal. His father, Jason Osborne, starred at Louisville under Denny Crum. JJ was coached at Bardstown High School just outside of Louisville by a former Louisville guard, Boo Brewer. So he was surrounded by the Louisville family. He grew up watching the red and black and wanting to put that jersey on. And he throws it on, and it's nothing that the experience isn't what he saw growing up. The experience is a really, really rough patch. And in talking to JJ and Kenny Payne as well about JJ, it seems like the potential and the for his senior year might be a little brighter, that we could see a little more excitement, a little more consistency from JJ. And we've seen that in the red white scrimmage and the exhibition. And we've heard Coach Payne speak how JJ needs to play a little bit more, with a consistent energy. And when he does so, he plays pretty good. JJ tells me that himself. So let's go to that conversation with JJ Trainer from the ACC tip-off.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it feel different going into the season as a senior? This is it?
Yeah, it definitely feels different. But I'm a Dragon Warrior. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm ready, I'm confident, and I'm excited. You know, this is my last year. And I'm trying to go out with a bang. I'm trying to have a good year, you know. My time here has been a lot of ups and downs. But I feel like this is the first year that feels different and feels good, so I'm excited.
Everybody knows about Louisville basketball and the history there, but obviously you've got the history of growing up with it.
Yeah.
Dad played for U of L and the whole story. To potentially be a part of a team that bounces back from what was a historically poor season record-wise, what would that mean to you to help the program bounce back if you could?
It would mean a lot. You know, I was a part of the down, but to be a part of, like, bringing the Louisville culture and bringing this program back would be huge for me, and it would mean a lot for me and, you know, my family. We're all big Louisville fans, and, you know, it was always a dream to play here, so, you know, being able to bring the program back would be huge.
When you hear a coach say he wants to prove that you guys are taking a step in a major direction, do you feel the same? I mean, what's that tell you when you hear a coach talk like that?
It's comforting because it tells me that he sees the differences, and, you know, if I see the differences and he sees the differences, then it's a difference and we should have a good year, and I'm just ready to experience that change.
What's been most notable as far as the change in culture? Obviously a bunch of new players and everything, but when you're on the court together, what's different, most notable from what you saw last year to this year so far?
I would just say, like, the competitive nature, like, I would just say that it's just both teams, you know, talking trash and, like, just really going after each other, like, really wanting to win each drill, like, and the talent level is just, you know, I would say it's up there with, you know, some of my earlier teams as far as talent level, for sure.
Yeah, with the, obviously there's the three transfers that came in, and your impression of those guys and the impact that they can make?
Big impact from all those guys. You know, Trey, he's a really talented player. You know, both on defense and offense, can do a lot of things with the ball. And you got Scott Clark, who's a really true point guard, and I'm looking forward to getting to play with him. And, you know, he's a calm, can't really rile him up, and he just stays at his pace, so I like that a lot.
Curtis Williams was one of the guys that kind of really surprised people in the second half of the red-white game, kind of learned his lesson maybe at halftime, and then in the exhibition as well. How has he impressed you?
I was always impressed by Curtis. Honestly, when he first got here, I had seen him work out, like, by himself, and I was just watching him shoot, and I was like, you know, he got, like, a nice jump shot. Like, I could just tell how he's moving, like, he can really play. So, you know, throughout the summer, he's gotten a lot better. And, you know, honestly, like, out of all the freshmen, I feel like he's the most ready. So, yeah, Curtis is, I wasn't surprised to see him go out there and, you know, hit some shots and get into his game. I'm sure he'll do more of that throughout the season.
We've heard a lot, you know, both from Trey and from Sky, that when they play together, you know, there's something else. But publicly, we haven't seen it yet. You know, we've just a minute or two in the red, white, and the scrimmage. What have you seen from when those two are on the court together?
Well, they're roommates, so, you know, they got chemistry. And I feel like Sky really knows Trey's game, can get Trey, can really create for Trey, make the game easier for Trey. Obviously, Trey doesn't need that. He's a great scorer. But, like, it makes it easier on both of them. And then Sky, like, with someone like Trey or you know, other players that we have on the perimeter, maybe he doesn't feel like he has to do so much and like he doesn't have to force the offense. It'll come back to him. He'll come back and get wide open shots. And I think that just makes him better for sure.
When it comes to your own game, I'm a video here as well. When it comes to your own game, ask Coach about you after the red-white scrimmage, and he said, you know, he just wants to see you be consistently energetic.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, throughout my journey at Louisville, you know, I've had ups and downs, but when I play really hard and really have energy, I can really affect the game, you know, with my shot blocking or just finishing around the rim, shooting the ball. So, you know, last year, I feel like the last 10 games when I had that good little run, I feel like I really figured it out. And I really figured that this is how I need to play. And, you know, that's what I'm, that's the mindset I'm going into this year with.
How do you bottle that energy so it's there for each game? How do you collect that and make sure it's consistent?
Yeah. So it's tough because, you know, sometimes I feel as if I'm bringing energy, but you know, the coaches see the best in me. So I just, in my head, I'm just, when I'm out there, I'm trying to think, okay, I think I'm going hard, let me go 2 times hard. And let me do this, let me affect the game, let me be louder out there. And that really helps me because when I do that, I'm a really good player.
Awesome, cool, appreciate it, man.
You know, I want to thank JJ for taking some time with me at the ACC tip-off to talk about, you know, overcoming last year, his thoughts on the upcoming season, where he thinks he can impact with the team. You know, and if you look back to last season, and it's not a very enjoyable thing to look back to last season, but specifically, if you're looking at JJ and the way he closed out his season was quite impressive. Over the last 7 games, averaging 11.4 points per game. Did I say that clearly enough? 11.4 points per game over the last 7 games and averaged 6 rebounds. So if that's the type of consistency, and you heard him speaking about, you know, that's, he kind of found himself during that stretch. If we continue to see that, then yeah, I think JJ is going to be an impactful player for the Cardinals. And if so, I think that speaks a positive for the potential for this team. But they're going to need more than that. They're going to need quite a bit to get this ship righted, so to speak. But great chatting with JJ as always. Continuing coverage of the upcoming college basketball season. You can keep finding it here at Cardinal Authority as Louisville is holding its own annual media day on Thursday. So click around Cardinal Authority for continuing coverage of Louisville basketball.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.